It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Cazora. Throughout the offseason, I've advocated for the Pittsburgh Steelers to find a right tackle, allowing Broderick Jones to flip over to the left side. And I still stand by that for a bunch of good and valid reasons. It's his natural spot. You don't want to wonder about not maximizing his game, and doing right by your first-round pick you're trying to mold and grow is just best practices. But to take the other side, to play devil's advocate, here's why it might not happen, and arguably shouldn't happen. Given the long list of needs Pittsburgh has, they can live with what they have at tackle. The same cannot be said about wide receiver, where there's nothing opposite George Pickens. They need weapons, they need targets, they need this offense to produce in the passing game. The same can't be said at center, where there's literally almost nothing besides guard Nate Herbig, second-year Spencer Anderson, and practice squatter Ryan McCollum. Ditto for slot corner, which is empty, even if the team is probably using Chandon Sullivan and or Patrick Peterson as a fallback plan. Ultimately, the Steelers will have to make a call. They can't adequately fill all their needs in the draft. Something is on the chopping block. And at tackle, you have your two returning starters in Moore and Jones. Moore is not a franchise guy, but not as bad as he's viewed by much of the fan base. It's not ideal, far from it. But if that was Pittsburgh's result, so long as they attack and fill those other positions, I would understand it. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.